This is Golf Talk Canada, Canada's only nationally syndicated golf talk radio and television program. Presented by Acura. Precision, crafted performance. Visit Acura.ca for our latest lineup, special offers, and dealer incentives. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Sacchino and Bob Weeks.
Let's celebrate.
Oh.
Come on now.
That can only mean one thing.
We're going to the disco?
Oh, it could mean that. I guess it can mean more than one thing.
Yeah.
But if you're playing it this Saturday morning, April 1st, it can only mean one thing, Bob. It means Golf Talk Canada is kicking off Masters Week on TSN. Here we go.
This is awesome. This is awesome. The fact that it's raining and snowing and cold outside doesn't feel like Masters Week, but you're right. It's the best week of the year for golf.
It certainly is. It is Christmas if you are a golf fan, and we'll kick it off today here with our Masters preview, which is our Masters draft. That's right, myself, Mr. Bob Weeks, Adam Scully, Jamie Rydell, we're all going to get around the table, and we are going to draft our Masters team. We're going to have a real, authentic Masters draft right here. We'll see where all the golf genius minds within the TSN golf family, how we're looking at this year's Masters, Bob.
If you are about to set up a pool for yourself, maybe your office pool, maybe with your buddies or whatever, you can get some interesting tips from us. We can't say they'll work, but I remember one time someone telling me that trying to pick the winner of a golf tournament's like trying to pick the winner of a, well, in this case, it'll be a 94 horse race, you know, like yeah. There's 94 entries in here. Now, not all of them have a chance to win, obviously, but I don't think Sandy Lyle's going to.
You don't think Sandy Lyle's
going to get another green jacket
flip
this
it
year.
On this year?
But you know, even still, how many people picked Danny Willett last year?
Well, that's it, right? And how many people picked Jordan Spieth to collapse with, you know, this guy was bulletproof until we saw him collapse.
Do we have a pool on collapses?
We should have a collapse side bet as well.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to get to it today. We'll do winners, weird, and what in hour two, as well as leaderboard updates. There's lots of that to get to. We'll update you as well on 20 weeks of TaylorMade, but today is all about the Masters. Before we do, though, let's get to some news and headlines.
News and headlines is brought to you by Golf PEI. With 400 fairways within a 45-minute drive, PEI is a golfer's paradise. Visit golfpei.ca to book your golf vacation and discover why PEI is Canada's number one golf destination.
Boy, that's two disco songs in the first 3 minutes of Golf Talk Canada this morning.
We're dating ourselves when we say going to the disco.
To the disco.
Nobody goes to the disco anymore, do they?
Did you ever see Don't Mess with the Zohan?
That yes. Movie?
Disco. That's one of my favorites. Absolutely, you know, real smart, highbrow comedy, right? All right. Bigfoot has officially withdrawn from the Masters. Mr. Tiger Woods, I'm not happy that Tiger's not playing. First of all, you and I both thought he'd play 36 and done. I know you took some heat on Twitter for our statements. You know, we're not always right. I can't believe people are listening that intently.
It's just a guess, folks.
It's just a guess.
Nobody knew. Tiger didn't even know when we made those picks.
No. I will say this. I'm not happy that Tiger's not playing. Everybody would love to see Tiger play and compete. But if he can't play and compete, if that's not an option, I am happy that he's withdrawn on the Friday and not done this next week. And I'm happy that he's not going to play his 36 and then have his parking lot news conference. This is better for the Masters. It's better for Tiger. It's better for the game. How do you feel, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously disappointing that he's not playing. I think whether you like him, whether you don't like him, the Masters to me is always better when Tiger's playing. So reportedly what he did, you know, he waited till the... This is the same time he made it last year, actually. Mm-hmm. He made it on Friday afternoon. He waited a little longer this year. But apparently he had two small practice sessions at Medalist the last couple of days. He hit balls. Second one was only for about 5 minutes. It didn't go very well. And at that point, he made his decision that, okay, I'm going to be out. And you know what? Let's hope that he's at the U.S. Open. Because I think, as I say, when I started this, Tiger's the field is better when Tiger's in it.
And you know, if you listen to the press release on his website, if you read it, it suggests that he is still working towards a comeback and rehabilitation. So, again, I don't know. I don't know how much even more to believe about this, or I don't even know if it's doable anymore. Like, I've said all along he's going to retire this year. And, Bob, I'm starting to – and when I came out with that last year in our year-end, it was like I was just looking – part of it was looking for a little shock and reaction from everybody. But the deeper we get into 2017, the more I'm starting to believe it.
I think there's still a lot we don't know. First of all, how did he re-injure his back? I've heard tons of rumors about what's gone on with the back. Did someone, as you said this morning, someone on Twitter said, we think he's had another surgery. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. But there's a lot of things that we don't know. And you know what? Tiger is a private person. He likes to keep things private, and that's, you know, that's his want. We'll find out if he does show up for the press conference this week. Maybe we'll get a few more answers. But I don't think he's done. I think he'll keep working on a rehab. It's sad. It's been 15. He was away for 15 months, played, what did he play? He played three rounds, mm-hmm. two at Torrey and one in Dubai, and he's done again. So something happened, and I wonder what it is.
In other news, Phil Mickelson in court documents, Billy Walters, which is also the individual got him a little bit of hot water with some tips and insider trading, etc. It was released that he had to pay back Phil $2 million in gambling debts. None of this is a surprise for me. I don't even know, Bob, why it's even a story right now. We know Phil's had a bad gambling addiction in the past. He still likes to gamble, just not to the same levels he used to.
I don't know when this actually happened, the $2 million, but I mean, I remember there was a point when Phil sort of said, okay, that's it. I'm going to swear off gambling.
Well, if you read in his biography, he suggests it's when Amy got sick.
Right.
So, and he said it put life in perspective, and he just said, I'm not doing this anymore.
Anyway, he had to hand Walters $1.95 million in gambling debts. And then he also had to pay back almost $1 million, $931,000. To Walters because of the fraudulent or the insider trading tip he got. Now that was not to Walters. That one was paid as back to the court, obviously. So there's a lot of stuff going on in the background with Phil, but he's been pretty quiet on it at this week when asked about it at the Shell Houston Open.
All right, let's get to our Masters draft. We're gonna take a short break, but before we do, Bob, in my hand are the four names. I'm gonna hand you the four names.
Okay,
myself, yourself, our producer Adam Scully, and our executive producer of everything golf on TSN and the co-host of Bump and Run, Jamie Rydell's name's in there, and who will pick first at the 2017 Golf Talk Canada Masters Draft.
Well, there's four pieces of paper here. The one I open says Mark. Are you sure
that all
four
would be
of these don't say Mark? Four of these probably say Mark, right?
I get first pick overall. Wow. Okay, who picks second?
Jamie will pick second.
Who will pick third?
This is exciting radio, I know. Bob.
And Bob will pick, which means Adam Scully will pick fourth, which also means that Adam Scully will pick back-to-back. He'll pick fourth and then fifth as we head back up towards Team Zucchino. Okay, that's the draft order. On the other side, we're going to be joined by Jamie Rydell. We're going to jump, Adam Scully's going to jump in around the table, and we're going to start with rounds one and two of the Masters draft as we kick off Masters Week on TSN right here on GTC.
This segment of GTC was brought to you by Acura. Precision, crafted performance. Visit Acura.ca for our latest lineup, special offers, and dealer incentives. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by TaylorMade and the new M family of drivers and irons. Same letter, better everything. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to GTC, our Masters Preview Edition, as we kick off Masters Week right here on TSN. It's our Masters Draft. Bob and I now joined in studio by our producer of Golf Talk Canada Television and Radio, Mr. Adam Scully. Welcome to your first Masters Draft.
It's the most wonderful time.
That's my soon.
I'm surrounded by singing golf
fans. I was in the choir till grade six.
Okay.
I sang for the Queen.
Wow.
That's a legitimate story.
Wow.
I will tell you that story.
All right, this show's only 90 minutes.
Listen, I got some breaking news here for you.
Okay.
This just came in. There has been an addition to the ceremonial tee-off hitters.
Really?
Really?
Jack Nicklaus is going to play, and obviously Gary Player.
Mm-hmm.
And President Donald Trump will join them for an opening tee shot at Augusta.
No way. You're joking.
April Fool's Ball.
Oh, my God. My face just dropped to the floor. I wonder how this our next panelist reacted to that. Good morning, Jamie Rydell. How are you, James?
What's happening, guys?
Hey, what do you think, Donald? With
strong April Fool's Day.
That was bold. Wow.
Now, Jamie, the executive producer of everything that matters on the station in golf, also the co-host of the Bump and Run podcast, which will be also from the grounds of Augusta National next week, and the man directing traffic with everything Masters for the next 7-8 days. Jamie, we did the draft order. It goes like this. I got first pick.
Rigged.
Yeah, you'll pick second. Bob will pick third, and then Scully will pick fourth, and of course then Scully will go back to back as we go back the bladder. Now I have
Scully won the Hideki Matsuyama selection.
Yes. Now I gotta tell you, gentlemen, what we are playing for. The winner. Ooh. Now first we're gonna take the top four picks. Your fifth pick is or your fifth best selection is your tiebreaker. Mm. If we have to go to a tiebreaker, we'll do best score, get best team score in relation to par for your best four. But if you have one, you need four. If somebody doesn't make a cut, if you only have three make the cut, you're automatically eliminated. Now, the winner of the pool has to be referred to as the Masters Jedi until we get to the U.S. Open.
Wow.
That is what we are playing for this morning, the title of Masters Jedi.
This
All right.
Is big.
I will kick us off, gentlemen, with the first pick overall. We did a Twitter poll last night, and the Twitter poll suggested, I asked very simply, we asked on Golf Talk Canada, if you had the first pick in our Masters draft, who would you select? Almost 55%. It just dropped, actually, because it's still a live poll. 54% would go with Dustin Johnson. It was a landslide. No one even close. But I will go against that. I will go against the grain on this and say four in a row is just too much to ask. He'll definitely have a shot to win. How could you bet against him right now? But my pick will be Rory McIlroy. Rory McIlroy will
stick into your guns.
I will stick to my guns, and he will join a golfing immortality and join that very short list as a man who completes the career Grand Slam at Augusta National. Rory McIlroy is the first pick overall.
Huh.
Wow.
All right, Jamie, you, sir, have the next pick.
Is Tiger available?
I was waiting for Bob to tell me that Tiger was going to hit the ceremonial tee shot.
He's going to show up, payment Trump.
Well, you know, the result, when I found out I got second pick, I was either getting Rory or I was getting DJ. So, you know, how do you go against DJ? He's the best player in the world right now. He's got back-to-back top sixes the last two Masters. So
hard to go against Dustin Johnson.
I'm not going against him.
Three wins in a row, six wins in the last 10 months, including a U.S. Open, a T4 and a T6, like you mentioned, his last two Masters. And, man, if he putts well, and he sticks to that high fade, going to be tough to beat him. So
he'll stick to the high fade. He's already said it.
Dustin Johnson is off the board. DJ. It goes Rory and DJ.
Wow.
And now it goes to Bob.
It's tough, Bob.
Bob, it's tough because, you know, there's a guy out there that says he's going to strike fear into the field this week.
I know, and I'm going to go with that guy. I'm going to go with Jordan Spieth, even though he missed the He missed the cut, and the reason, you know, I think he's playing a ton better, and it's just you can just have to look at one stat. So last year, approaching the green, he was 87. This year, he's second. To me, that's pretty good. I mean, his putting has always been good. His putting's never going to be bad, in my opinion. And those two things combined around Augusta National, I think, go pretty far. So second, first, and second is a pretty good record to come in with. And I think that would strike fear in my heart.
Unbelievable. He is 25 under par in three career starts at the Masters. And he's verbalizing to the PGA Tour world that he's happy with his putting and feels like he's found something with his putting. And the last thing we need is him putting better.
Greens in regulation last year, 145 this year. One.
There you go. Okay. Mm. Just to recap, it went McIlroy, DJ, and Spieth. And right now in the odds makers, it goes Dustin Johnson 11-2, Jordan Spieth 15-2, and then Rory 8-1. So the top three on the board kind of fall in line almost perfectly here. Jamie suggested, Skull, that you would have the Hideki Matsuyama pick. Now, will you go with Hideki? You get to go back to back here. You're going to finish round one and start round two. Is Adam Scully going next?
Well, Jamie and I do agree with a lot of things, both on and off the golf course, I must say. But I am not going to pick Hideki Matsuyama now. I might pick him next, but I'm not going to pick him now.
You don't want to call him a first
yes.
rounder.
With the fourth overall pick from Sweden, Henrik Stenson.
Henrik Stenson.
Just an absolute solid ball striker. Obviously, his putting is going to be the make it or break it, as it is for a lot of guys at Augusta. But if he has a good putting week, he strikes the ball so beautifully. Look out.
It really comes down to that, doesn't it, always with Henrik Stenson? The only flag for me with Henrik is about the putting is the best putting week of his life was at a major last summer where the greens are potentially the slowest we'll see all year. Mm-hmm. And now they're getting to a course where they're going to be the fastest all year. It's not that he can't win. Mm-hmm. He can win anywhere because he's that good, but that would be the flag. I think that one, I'm going to say that is the official off-the-board pick already in the first round. All right, start number two, Adam.
Okay, to start number two. Well, Spieth was my original pick because I picked him a couple months ago. But, Bob, yeah, thanks. I'm really not the biggest fan of Matsuyama. I just don't have a feeling I think his putting isn't quite as good as Henrik Stenson.
I agree.
So I'll pick a guy who has won a green jacket before. Mr. Adam Scott.
Oh, my. Adam Scott. Adam Scott. I think Adam is trying to pick the five worst putters in the field.
That's me. As someone who can't putt myself,
Oh, my. Adam Scott off the board again. That's back-to-back off the boards with Adam Scott. We know past champions always do well at Augusta, but not too great in his last two showings at the with Adam Scott. I don't know if there's a player that's been more affected by the anchored putter ban than Mr. Scott, but still a beautiful ball striker. He's certainly got two beautiful ball strikers in Stenson and Scott. As we move back down the ladder now to Bob Weeks' second pick, Mr. Weeks.
Well, I'm gonna go. I think this guy's an obvious pick. At least I'd like to think he is. He's got something that very few golfers have. It's called a gold medal. So I'm going to go with Justin Rose.
Wow.
He tied for 10th last year, tied for second the year before that. And, you know, I don't think he does anything great, but I think he does everything really, really good. So I think that consistency is going to play well at Augusta National. I like Justin Rose, and he is my pick.
I think that's a great pick. It's hard to argue that he always does well here. He just hasn't found the winner's circle. In fact, you know, how many times has he either been in the lead or around the lead through 36 at Augusta?
He hasn't been out of the top 25 in the last 5 years.
Well, there you go. So
and
the proof's in the pudding.
He was runner-up to Spieth when he ran away with it a couple of years ago. Yeah.
So right there, Justin Rose, solid pick. All right, Jamie. So Justin Rose goes next. You have Dustin Johnson. He was your first pick overall. A lot of big names falling like dominoes right now, sir. Who is your second pick?
Well, I think, I could take Hideki Matsuyama, but I'm not going to.
Wow. He keeps dropping.
Now, Jamie, why do you think, before you give us your next pick, why do you think Hideki has not been selected yet and his stock is falling? It's crashing right now.
Well, it is the putter. It is the putter, there's no question. But I'm playing strategy here and think I might be able to get him on the way back in a surprise third-round pick.
Oh,
I think that's not a bad strategy because Jamie knows that I go next back-to-back, and he knows that I'm off Hideki.
That's right.
So,
and,
you know.
Wow.
All
right. I could ruin your day, Mark, and take Phil Mickelson, but I'm not going to.
Okay. That's just because you like me, James.
I'm going to go form pick here.
Okay.
And I like how he's playing recently, especially this week. And I like how he's played this year. And I think last year was an anomaly. He had top fives in every major 2 years ago.
Oh.
I'm going Ricky Fowler.
That is a great pick. Ricky Fowler is a great pick. He's playing well this week. He has a chance to win this week at the Shell Houston Open, 36 to go. I like what you're saying about what he did in majors previous, seasons of
does
top
green
five.
Does green go with orange?
Excellent
question.
It might. It's going
to
have to, maybe.
Everybody ripped Tiger for wearing red with the green. Orange with the green?
Oh. I wonder if he's going to have Masters Edition shoes, Ricky.
That's probably.
Interesting. I would think so.
Yeah.
He is a marketing machine, but, you know, Near or at the top of the list, the best in the world to not have a major? Is that fair, Ricky Fowler?
Especially what happened a couple of years ago, top five in all four majors.
Yeah, especially with so many guys taking their names off the list in 2016. You know, we took Henrik off the list for sure. We took Jimmy Walker off the list. We took DJ certainly off the list. You know, there's Fowler. There's Sergio. You know.
Your brother from another mother.
Hideki.
Hideki. And now I am going to finish the second round, And I am going to finish it. And I can't believe the names of Hideki Matsuyama and Jason Day have not been uttered yet. Now, Jason obviously playing right now with a lot of other stuff on his mind. You know, his mother's sick. Apparently the surgery went well last Friday. So good signs for Jason's mom that maybe they could prolong her life and give her a decent standard of life. But we know his heart and his mind somewhere else. He's such a great guy, such a great person. You know, golf's maybe not the top of mind. Or does he use this as like a Rocky Balboa moment and wins that green jacket for mom? Yeah. Like it could go that way too.
Absolutely. Phoenix moment.
It could, very much go that way. So, but before we get to that, I'm going to end the second round with Phil Mickelson.
No!
I got to go with my heart. Jamie was kind enough to leave him there for me. You know, he's done everything but win in the last year and a half, played incredible on the big stage at the Ryder Cup. He's got three top tens already this season. He was eighth in strokes gained putting on the PGA Tour heading in to the Shell Houston Open. Phil's a different guy when he gets to Augusta. I know Tiger has one more green jacket than Phil, but if you look at the last 20 years, Augusta's Phil's house. He's got a better record there than anybody, including Tiger. It's absolutely incredible. He's got eight top fives.
And his pockets are a lot lighter. He'll be walking easier.
He's got eight top fives and four top tens there, along with three wins. It's absolutely incredible. Look out for Lefty this week. All right. That ends round one and round two. On the other side, we'll do rounds three and four. We'll recap the teams. I'll kick off round three with my pick. Do I go Hideki? I don't know. This is our Masters draft as we kick off Masters Week here on TSN. This is GTC.
This segment of GTC presented by Acura was brought to you by TaylorMade and the new M family of drivers and irons. Same letter, better everything. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by Moto Caddy and Stewart Golf Dream Machines, the Canadian market leader in electric walking golf trolleys. Sold in over 30 countries around the world, they offer the widest selection of golf trolleys for players of all ages, abilities, and budgets. For more information, visit jpsmgolf.com. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to Golf Talk Canada as we kick off Masters Week right here on TSN. It is the most wonderful time of the year. It is our Masters draft. Mark Zucchino, Jamie Rydell, Bob Weeks, Adam Scully. Let's just recap the team so far. I went first overall with Rory McIlroy, followed up with Phil Mickelson. Jamie has Dustin Johnson and Ricky Fowler. Bob has selected Jordan Spieth and Justin Rose. Adam Scully has selected Henrik Stenson and Adam Scott. And we just found out during the break that Adam Scully is getting outside information text into the studio from Mama Scully. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Mrs. Scully. Mm-hmm. Listening online in Florida. And feeding her son information. I did not know this was allowed. If I did, I would have had Mike Zucchino, Angry Mike, on the line, and he'd be saying right now, any player without a visor, go with.
That's I've actually got her live in my headset right now, just telling me information. So
live tweeting. Who do you have helping you, Jamie?
My kids are helping me currently. Perfect. They told me to pick Scott Moyer and Tessa Virtue, but I'm like, this is golf.
All right. To kick off the third round, I'm going to go maybe what is a little off the board, because traditionally, first-timers do not do well at Augusta. But in 1979, there happened once. Fuzzy Zeller was the only time in the modern era where a first-timer won the Masters. And that week, it happened to be a little moisture in the ground. It rained that week. Maybe some of the angles got softer, fire out of the greens. Maybe some of that experience that you need around Augusta didn't play as big of a part because the course played a little easier. So I'm going to go with Mr. John Rahm. He is playing well.
Strong.
He has won this year. He took DJ to the brink and fought back when really he was gagging it early in that match, guys. You could tell that maybe the nerves of the moment was getting to him early in the final round of the Dell match play, but he fought it back, brought it to the 18th hole, and in my opinion at the Dell match play, made a mistake with the wedge from the back of the green.
Yeah.
on 18 if he had putted that and taken that spin out of play, because it was really spin that he didn't predict that caught, you know, kind of checked that ball stayed on the hill. I think if he putts that, they're in extra holes. John Rahm kicks off our third round.
Well, and especially it's crazy his rise, because he went from 551st in the world to 14th
in a very short period.
8 months?
He does not even have 40 starts accumulated
right.
to count towards his official world golf ranking. Mm-hmm. He won at Torrey Pines. He almost won again last week. And he kind of has that little bit of swagger that you and I talked about last week on TV, Bob, when it comes to Mackenzie Hughes and Adam Hadwin.
A little Seve in there, too.
Yeah, definitely.
You mentioned that, that shot through the trees.
He is not afraid of the spotlight. Well, here's the biggest spotlight in the world, John. All right, Jamie. Lots of big names still on the board. The number 2 and 3 player on the FedEx Cup points list have not been touched. Jason Day has not been touched. Lots of big names. You've got Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, and now the floor is yours.
Well, my strategy is planned out perfectly. Mm-hmm. Now, when you said the first timer, I thought you were going to go Toto Gana. But you went against the grain a little bit.
The Latino America amateur champion.
But how can you argue? I'm going to take Hideki. It's the third round. I'm taking Hideki Matsuyama and his questionable putter. But, you know, he's got a T7 and a T5 his last two trips around Augusta.
Not bad.
So not too bad. And he's never missed the cut. Well, in his four Masters appearances.
And do you not get the feeling that Jamie's strategy is playing out to perfection? Do you not feel like he automatically passed on Hideki, knowing that I would not touch him? Did you stay up all night studying?
He's the Lou Lamorello.
I was up all night.
He's the Lou Lamorello of this golf pool.
That's it. Your nickname next week on the grounds of Augusta is Big Lou. You're getting Big Lou from me for 7 days. You're going to want to strangle me at the end of the week. All right. Next pick. Bob, you've got Jordan Spieth, Justin Rose, and now it's starting to get a little bit more difficult because now maybe some of the guys we all loved are falling off the board. Bob, who is your next pick?
Well, I was torn between two guys initially, and I was trying to pick which guy had the best hockey hair. So I was going to go either Tommy Fleetwood or Pat Perez. But in the end, I'm going to take a guy. I'm going to go in a little bit of a limb here because we don't exactly know if he even will get to the tee. I think he will. But I'm going to go with Jason Day. He's got a great record there. He was second in 2011, third in 2013. He was tied for 10th last year.
And how do you not?
Right, he's a good. Mm-hmm. He's got the perfect game for Augusta National.
Yep.
It's just a question of where his head's going to be, I think. And I think I'm going to bet on the fact that he's going to play with a lot of emotion for mom, and go out and get her a green jacket as a convalescence present.
I don't think there would be any single person around this table that watches the Masters next week, anybody who loves golf, that wouldn't be happy that you. Are thrilled that you just picked the winner with Jason Day. I think that would be an awesome story, and he is truly one of the nice guys in the game, too. Maybe the nicest guy out there. All right, Skull, for you, we're going to go back-to-back. You're going to end round three. You're going to start round four. You look like you're ready to go. Well, this is the way I look at it, Jamie. He's got Stenson and Scott. The only way he can go is Vijay, Sergio, or Westwood. He's trying to accumulate the five worst clutch putters in the game of golf. Skull.
Well, earlier you mentioned John Rahm has swagger.
Yes.
I'm picking a guy who might have some top five swagger.
You pick yourself.
Like top five clothing.
And, you know.
Golf clothing.
Well, and I do think red goes well with green.
Oh.
I'm picking Mr. Patrick Reed.
Oh, my Lord. Patrick Reed.
Wow, long shots.
We are waiting for Patrick Reed to wake up and come out of this winter hibernation that was not expected after the Ryder Cup. Yep. Is this the week?
I think it's the week, and he's a guy who's at Augusta State. He knows the course well.
Very much so, yes.
I think he could surprise some people this week.
All right, Skull.
Yeah, he's got to wake up from his major. He really hasn't done anything in majors.
Nothing.
Really, right?
Nothing at all.
It's his time.
I like Scully. He's going off the board. Maybe he's going to show us all up here. Okay, kick off round four, Scully.
Another going off the board here.
My. All right.
Finished 6th 2 years ago, 4th last year, Mr. Paul Casey.
See, now that pick
That's not off the board.
He would have been my next pick.
As we get into rounds 4 and 5, Casey would have been all over my selection sheet. I'm with you on that one. I think Jamie and Bob agree that Paul Casey mm-hmm. is going to do well. He always does well at Augusta.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a good player.
All right, Bob, as we continue to finish here round four, to you, sir.
All right, this might be a little off the board, although this guy's 21st in the world, so that's not all of that. But I'm going with a guy who is a Mr. Consistency when it comes to the Masters, mm-hmm. A guy who has made the cut every year since 2010, and that's Matt Kuchar. He's got three top tens as well, 12, 13, mm-hmm. and 14. He was third, eighth, and fifth. And I think he's a guy who's just got that perfect even keel to try and get himself around in the heat of a back nine on Sunday.
Also a guy who gave us one of the most irritating moments in Masters history.
When he was an amateur
playing, I think, as a U.S. amateur champion.
Yeah.
His father,
98.
His father fist pumping basically on every swing. That was
He finished as an amateur. He finished 21st.
Yes, he did.
Pretty strong. Yeah.
Well, maybe the fist pumping was justified. All right, JB, to you. Your round four pick, sir.
Well, there's still some really good players out there, mm-hmm. really good players. I'm going to go with a guy that's won a few times this year.
Ooh.
And he can hit the ball the distance.
Oh.
And he's a good player. He's a very good player. He's a top 10 player. I'm going Justin Thomas. I know he's only played once, but that he's not a rookie anymore.
Oh, three wins this year.
His year has been crazy good. And I know recently he's had some struggles, but I think when the big tournaments come around, this is a guy that's going to be around a lot in
I
majors.
Would just like to note that Mr. Idol has gone with Hideki Matsuyama and Justin Thomas in his last back-to-back picks, which are 2 and 3 on the FedEx Cup points
list.
He's
a smart guy, yeah.
So he is going to the math now. He went number one in the world, check. He went with a guy that could win this week, check, so maybe most recent winner this weekend, Ricky Fowler, and then he stuck to the board on a FedEx Cup. So going by the numbers, maybe that's the play.
Is he the favorite right now? He might be the favorite.
All in the top 10. All my guys are in the top 10 in the world right now.
And there you have, and I already have two guys outside. See, so maybe I'm insane. Maybe.
Maybe.
So going by my strategy, Mark, in your next two picks, please don't pick Alex Noren.
No. There will be no Alex Noren.
He's the only guy left.
All right. I'm going to go off the board again here because we're starting to get a little, I'm going to call it slim pickings, but a lot of the guys I had on my radar, Paul Casey, for instance, is gone. Jason Day, waiting to see if he'd be around, gone. So a lot of the guys I like this week are kind of dropping like flies. So to end the final round, I'm going to go off the board again, and I know that this pick is going to bother Mr. Bob Weeks. Because I think that this may have been Bob's next pick if he was available. And Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm going to go with Thomas Peters as my next pick. I just think Thomas Peters has the type of game in terms of style. He is the European Tour's version of Dustin Johnson in terms of the way he plays the game, the way he looks. He's a bomber. He hits it high. I think he can do well on this golf course. I'll take Thomas Peters.
Damn you, Zucchino.
Well, I know Bob and I both like Thomas Peters. I know we both like Paul Casey. So yeah. I know watching those names fall, I know, so now Thomas Peters ending our fourth round. We're going to take a break on the other side. We will finish up the draft. Only four picks left to go. Who will be the Masters Jedi? That is the question. Master, I believe. Can you be a Masters Jedi Master? Or is there just too many Masters?
We have to figure that out
during the commercial break.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, final picks right here on our Masters Draft. This is GTC.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by Moto Caddy and Stewart Golf Dream Machines, the Canadian market leader in electric walking golf trolleys. Sold in over 30 countries around the world, they offer the widest selection of golf trolleys for players of all ages, abilities, and budgets. For more information, visit jpsmgolf.com. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit Floor Liner, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit WeatherTech.ca. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to Golf Talk Canada. Zucchino Weeks, Scully in studio, Jamie Riddle on the phone with us as we complete our Masters draft. This is the fifth and final round. I have Rory McIlroy, Phil Mickelson, John Rahm, Thomas Peters, and I will finish my Masters draft with my brother from another mother.
I knew it.
Sergio Garcia. Wow. Sooner or later, guys, man, this has to happen. He's played the most consecutive majors without a victory, and he's second in total of current active players, only behind Lee Westwood, with most majors played without a major. Man, is this the year? I don't know. He won on the European Tour. I'll go with Sergio to finish my team. McIlroy, Mickelson, Rahm, Peters, Sergio Garcia. All right, Jamie, right now you have Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, Hideki Matsuyama, Justin Thomas. Not a single player outside the top 10 in the world. And in fact, a player that has won already. All four of your players have won at least once this year on the PGA Tour. And three of the four have multiple victories. Who finishes your team?
Well, I'm going with this one. You went with Sergio, and you mentioned the other guy. He hasn't won, but Lee Westwood is the guy I'm picking as my last one.
Whoa.
Since 2009, he's got eight top sixes. That's third best. That's third best. Now, listen, you guys can groan, and I know he's not been in great form, but this is his since 2010 at the Masters. Second, T11, T3, T8, seventh. T46 in 2015, but T2 last year. He was also played with DJ in the U.S. Open last year. The guy comes to play at majors.
Mm. So, Jamie,
even though he's not on form.
Didn't play in the Ryder Jamie, Cup, but he was...
Jamie going with record, as well as potentially horses for courses in a way, Jamie. He likes this place. He does well here is what you're saying.
Yes. I like Lee Westwood. He just seems to, even though he's not playing great, he seems to come to play at majors for the most part. And the record the last since 2010, aside from that T46, is pretty solid at Augusta.
All right, Bob. Lee Westwood off the board. Now to you. Spieth, Rose, Day, and Cooch. So you have Spieth, Rose, Day, and Cooch. It's getting slim pickings.
Toto.
I'm going all in on Toto Ghana. No, I'm going to go with Brant Snedeker.
Oh,
wow, why not?
I think Brant has a something to make up from 2008 when he had a good chance to win, and you could see his passion. He walked off the course in tears because he's blown it. He's only tied for third that year, but he's also got two top tens in the last 4 years, and his putting is better this year than it's been for the last couple of years. So I think he's on par, and I think he knows the golf course, and I like Sneds.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I don't know if there's a player in the field that loves this place more than Brant Snedeker either, right? If he could pick one tournament on the planet to win, it would certainly be the Masters.
He loves life, I think, just in general, yeah. Sneds.
The coaching change has been good for him.
Coaching change has been good.
Very much. All right, Scully, you have the final pick. You've got Stenson, Scott, Reed, Casey. You have the final pick. You've teased well off the board. You end the 2017 Golf Talk Canada Masters draft with?
Well, we are in Canada.
Oh,
and,
I like this.
You know, I'm a passionate Canadian.
Going with Weirzy.
He's just gotten married. He's going to have his wife on the bag at the par 3 contest. He's got a great beard.
Yes, as do you.
Thank you. Mr. Adam Hadwin.
You know what? This is not off as much off the board as you think. Yes, he's a Canadian. Yes, he's a first-timer at Augusta National, but he's sixth in strokes game putting on the PGA Tour. Mm-hmm. He's got a 59 under his belt. He's got a win under his belt. He's made 10 of 11 cuts this season. He has all the tools. There's not a part of his game, guys, to me, that you go, wow, I can point at that and say, well, that's what's going to hold him back. Adam Hadwin's the real deal, and I like your Canadiana, and I like that pick.
Represent.
Jamie, thank you so much for taking the time to get up on a Saturday morning and do this. It was a lot of fun. I know you've got a busy week ahead of you because you'll be basically conducting the circus that is the Masters this week. So I will see you on the grounds of Augusta National. TSN And CTV is your home for the Masters. It has coverage from top to bottom. Kicking off with Wednesday, we're going to have Golf Talk Canada TV preview show. We'll have our Masters preview show. We'll have the Par 3 contest. Thursday, we've got live tournament coverage starting at 11 a.m. as we'll be coming on well before the traditional network coverage, and we'll stay Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Look for Three Off the Tee on TSN.ca. Look for Bob's daily multiple contributions to TSN.ca. Look to my contributions from TSN.ca. James Duffy is the main anchor, as always, the flagship anchor. He'll be at Augusta with us. Of course, our analyst this year, Brad Fritch. It is by far the best, most comprehensive coverage of the Masters in the world, coast to coast, TSN, CTV. You have no other place you need to go. Thank you so much for listening to our national audience. We're going to say goodbye to you now. Extra 30 minutes. If you listen to us on Hamilton 1150, Toronto 1050, online at .ca or iHeartRadio app, 30 more minutes of Golf Talk Canada is coming up. We're going to do winners, weird, and what. We're going to do leaderboard reports from around the world of golf.
Including a major.
Including a major. Mm-hmm. The first major of the year, the A&A Inspiration on the LPGA Tour, the old Dinosaur. Brooke not playing so well, but Lydia showing some signs of life. We'll get into that. I also have a question for Mr. Weeks of my winners, weird, and what. And it is, what if, just what if, this is it for Mr. Woods. So we'll get into that coming up next. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, first good decision on the golf course, it always starts in the closet.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit Floor Liner, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit WeatherTech.ca. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For blogs, show archives, video highlights, and TV schedule, visit us online at golftalkcanada.ca. We'll be right back with more GTC. This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, is brought to you by St. Kitts, the Caribbean's most welcoming golf experience. Follow your heart to breathtaking golf in warm, inviting St. Kitts. For information on wonderful resorts and championship courses, visit golfawaytours.com today. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back. Golf Talk Canada, the bonus 30 minutes for Hamilton, Toronto, a few select markets online at .ca, online at iHeartRadio. We got lots to get to. We're going to do leaderboard updates, reports. There's lots going on in the world of golf. Also, don't forget, 20 weeks of TaylorMade is kicking off April 12th. That's in our one-hour Acura at the Majors Masters recap show. The only way you can win 20 weeks of TaylorMade. Now, listen, if you do any of these things already, you're already in. So you've been following us on Twitter and engaging with us on social media, and you did it last year. You're already qualified for this year. So no worries, you're still in. But if you don't, this is how you get involved. Five chances to win over $10,000 worth of products, starting, Bob, with the commemorative Masters bag. So, yeah, all the TaylorMade guys are going to be, it's beautiful, by the way, gorgeous white and green TaylorMade staff bag, commemorative Masters bag. That's going to be week one. Very selected, limited edition piece. The only way you can win it, follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. Follow us on Instagram at Golf Talk Canada. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Like us on Facebook, GTC TV and Radio, and join our Facebook group, Golf Talk Canada. If you do one of five, you have one chance to win each week. You do two of five, you got two chances. If you do all five, you got five times the chance to win each week for 20 weeks as we give away over $10,000 worth in prizing. All right, we got to do it. We got to get the three dubs, winners, weird, and what. And Bob, you have the tee.
So what do I do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
Well, why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Look, it went further than your ball.
All right, my winner this week is a 14-year-old. She's a kid. She's cute as a little button. Lucy Lee is playing at the ANA Inspiration. This is her second major championship. And I marvel at this young gal. She played, of course, in the U.S. Open at 11, famously did the press conference holding the ice cream cone.
Yes, I recall this. Yes.
And she's actually playing pretty well. I thought it was pretty good. I watched the first round. She was paired with Michelle Wee, who was, of course, the previous 14-year-old prodigy, exactly 14 years ago, just to get the complete number 14 in use. And she said that Michelle was really nice, but she was really tall. That was her comment on her. But I think it's marvelous to see this young gal. Now, maybe 14's a little bit young. Maybe 11 was definitely too young. But she's actually holding her own. She's driving it. Her driving stats in the first two rounds were 250 and 252
wow.
and 245.
Okay.
She hit a lot of fairways, 10 of 14. She's hit 6 of 6. She's only halfway through her second round, and she's 1 under right now. On par to make the cut, depending on what she does when she finishes up today. They're going to get back on the course about 10:30 our time because they had that huge wind out the first round. So I think it's kind of cool to see a 14-year-old girl playing in that tournament. And when you see her, I mean, she doesn't look like the 14-year-old Brooke Henderson, who looked very athletic.
Right.
She looks like...
She's not even 100 pounds, would she be?
Yeah, I don't
pretty
think
close,
so.
Right?
I think that's actually why they had that wind suspension, because they were afraid she was going to blow away.
The way the LPGA Tour is going, at age 30, you'll qualify for the Legends Tour.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how that's
exactly. Going. All right. My weird this week is I find it really weird the animosity that people have for Tiger. You mentioned this off the top of the show, how on my Twitter last night, I had just posted an announcement, so, you know, saying, you know, Tiger's not going in, and I think his future will be determined by his back. And boy, the tweets that I got back, just nasty stuff from people who are just sick and tired of Tiger, and I can understand if you don't like Tiger, that's one thing, but to sort of have this vitriol for him, to be really angry with him, I mean, the guy is trying to make a comeback. He's entitled to it. He's entitled to his privacy as well, so he can keep whatever's going on behind closed doors if you want. But I just find it really harsh.
It is harsh. I have a question, because if this was Phil Mickelson, if this was Arnold Palmer, certainly, if this was, I'm just trying to think, Freddie Couples, not a chance would the reactions be like this. There will be some people out there that claim that there is a racist tone to that or undertone.
Possibly.
Possibly. I don't personally believe that's what it is, but I don't disregard that theory. I have it down to two theories, and I think it's the latter of my two theories. The first one being this all stems from his personal choices off the golf course back in 08-09. I don't believe that because I think people forgive a lot. I think it has to do with his inability to be transparent, his inability to tell the story to anybody and create the circus around him. And I think people have become frustrated and irritated with the sideshow. That's my theory. I don't think it's justified, but that's where it comes from.
I think any theory is possible at this point. You know, the only thing I could compare it to was probably Mike Weir. A lot of people just are so frustrated with him, and I don't understand that. All these comebacks and the fact that he's still out there, you know, trying to make it work, and he will be at the Masters. He's earned that right.
Yes.
He can go out there and play as long as the rules allow him to play and try and get back. He's injured. He's trying to get back to where his career is. And the same thing with Tiger. And you don't have to like him, but I think you should respect him.
Yeah.
My what this week is, I was thinking, like, we just went through the Arnold Palmer Invitational, and that was a big tribute to the late, great Arnie. But what's it going to be like in atmosphere-wise on Thursday morning when Arnie's not there? Now, I know he didn't hit a tee shot last year.
And you and I, our face dropped to the floor when we saw him last year.
He was definitely aged in that one year. But it's going to be different than when he's not going to be on that tee, when he's not going to be walking around. I mean, he used to hold court there even after he played. I mean, he played right up until, what, 50 times he went around. Yeah. But I think it's just going to be really different, and I'm kind of saddened by that. I wonder if I'm sure they'll do something. They don't usually do anything over the top, but I'm sure there'll be some subtle tribute to him.
I think 100%. I think you're nail on the head, Bob. From another note, who's going to keep Gary Player in line anymore? Because, you know, like, Gary's already trash-talking Jack Nicklaus on the ceremonial tee shot. Anything could come out of a player's mouth. Palmer used to be the one to kind of go over and shut up, Gary, that's enough. You know what I mean? Jack can't do that, but Arnie can, you know? Who's going to muzzle Gary Player come Thursday afternoon, you know?
Gary Player could be hitting that ceremonial tee shot till he's 105, the way the good health he's in.
One-arm push-ups.
All right. Over to you.
Thank you, sir. Tee is mine.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Bob, I'm going to do all my winners weird and what as Gary Player this week. No, I won't. I won't do that. I don't want people tuning out constantly on that one. So my winner this week, USGA. Came
Whoa,
out.
Wait a minute! Stop the press.
Yeah,
you're giving the USGA the winner.
No, they're not giving them all the full credit, but you know, in the proposed rule changes, is the possibility of using distance measuring devices in the new rules coming out and making them legal in tournament play, et cetera, et cetera. And my winner this week is the PGA Tour has decided that PGA Tour Latino America, Web.com Tour, McKenzie Tour, PGA Tour Canada, they're going to take a sample size from events. I believe it's 4 on each tour, so 12 tournaments in total, and see if this improves the pace of play. Now, mixed reviews by the players on this. Some think it won't help at all. And I know you and I talked off the air, and it makes a lot of sense why some of them don't think it helps, because they're not just shooting flags. They're getting cover yardage, long yardage, et cetera. However, I know it ain't going to hurt. And some guys think it's actually going to help. And the fact that they're trying it and they're trying to, you know, come to 2017, come to, you know, fast forward and embrace this part of technology a little bit, that's my winner this week. Anything that could potentially help pace of play in the world of golf is always a good thing.
Yes, sir.
My weird this week, Jordan Spieth, who is the current 15-2 favorite, which puts him second place in the odds books to win the Masters. He is 25 under par over 3 career Masters. That is absolutely insane. He has never finished outside the top 2 at Augusta National, and he sits on Bob Weeks' team, by the way.
That's right.
Jordan Spieth missed the cut this week. Missed the cut bad.
Yeah.
At the Shell Houston Open, hit it sideways after an opening 69, just gagged it in the second round. Said something very bizarre, very weird, and thus my weird this week. In a post-round interview scrum, he, and this is a quote, he said, "We strike fear into players at Augusta." And he said it with a straight face. And I just found that weird. It's not in Jordan's real personality type.
No.
And B, coming off a missed cut and coming off maybe one of the largest throw-ups in the history of major championship golf. In fact, the only one bigger might be Vandeveld.
Or Greg Norman.
Maybe Greg Norman, too. But almost the difference for me between Norman and Spieth is you almost kind of felt it come with Norman, or almost anticipated it because of his history.
Norman was more a death by a thousand cuts, where Spieth was like a running into the brick wall.
Totally. And we never saw that from Spieth before. Previous to last year, every time Spieth had a chance to gag, every time he had a chance to close the deal, he closed it. He was the golden child. That's what Ricky Fowler was referring to him as, the golden child, kind of laughing and giggling. But there was truth to that. Guys in the locker room were saying, this guy's just unflappable. If he's got the lead through 54 holes, I don't care how big the stage, he's bringing home the win. And he collapsed. It was huge. So coming off all that, to say that, Bob, I found that a little weird.
It was very uncharacteristic, as you pointed out. That's the one thing about me, is I just don't know where it came from or what he was really getting at. But it's a comment that'll stick with him until he gets into the press room, I can tell you this week.
Now, my what this week is what if? What if this is it for Tiger? What if he never plays the Masters again? And if it is his final Masters, if we've seen that already, I was just curious. In your viewpoint, maybe in your mind, what's his most lasting memory at Augusta? And do you think he will be comfortable or even take an active role in the things that maybe Arnie and Jack, that ceremonial capacity? Because, you know, Tiger's already skipping press conferences. He's already skipping handshakes and photo ops, whereas foundations involved raking millions of dollars out of the event. He's already not doing that. Is Tiger going to be the guy? And if he does do those off-course things, those ceremonial things, when does it happen? Because I got a feeling like we're a good decade at least away for him feeling comfortable showing up and acting like that ceremonial guy.
Yeah, I just can't see him. He's pretty young right now. It may change when he gets to be like 60 or something. I can see that. Right now, I mean, if he's not playing golf, he's going to be he's going to be with his kids. I think that's the only things he's got going right now in his life, although we don't know. Of course, he might have some other stuff going on, but I know he's been like Mr. Dedicated Dad while he's been on the recovery list. I just don't see him doing the ceremonial stuff. I mean, I never envisioned him playing the Champions Tour. I just
Me
couldn't
neither.
See that.
No.
I just think he'll kind of fade away. But then again, golf has been such a huge part of his life since he's been 3. You almost kind of wonder. And wouldn't it be sad if he never plays again? His final victory, you know what it'll be?
2005?
No, a putting contest against Michael Strahan on Good Morning America.
Oh, boy. There you go.
That'll be his last trophy.
I thought you meant his final Masters. Sorry. His final trophy. No. Might be. You're right. That's biggest single accomplishment, Tiger Slam, winning the U.S. Open by 15. In your mind, what's up there? Am I missing it?
I was there for that U.S. Open, and I'll never see something like that again. Even just witnessing and hearing all the other players. I mean, I remember Ernie Els at a press conference after Saturday's round. Guys were asking him, you know, is there a possibility? What would it take for you to come back? You know, what kind of a round would you need? And he just shut it all down. He said, guys, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. That, to me, was the biggest accomplishment. But look what he's done at Augusta National after, this is 20 years now, how the tournament and how the course has changed, mostly because of what he did.
Very much. And I agree with you. I think the Tigers' performance in the U.S. Open at Pebble is the greatest single performance in the history of golf. I really do. It's that far off the charts. If you want to see the most dominant performance maybe in sport, watch that U.S. Open at Pebble Beach. All right, on the other side, a little Scully time, a little leaderboard updates. We'll also update you on Show Us Your Stripes, our new Adidas contest, and TSN Master coverage along with CTV, all coming up right here on GTC.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by St. Kitts, the Caribbean's most welcoming golf experience. Follow your heart to breathtaking golf in warm, inviting St. Kitts. For information on wonderful resorts and championship courses, visit golfawaytours.com today. This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, is brought to you by the Muskoka Bay Club. Live, stay, and play at our award-winning championship golf course. Visit MuskokaBayResort.com today. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zacchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to GTC. Zacchino, Weeks. We're going to get the Scully time momentarily here. We'll also let you in on Show Us Your Stripes. Before we do, though, leaderboard update from around the world of golf. That's brought to you by Cedar Brae Golf Club. Go to cedarbraegolf.com. 5 years, 0% interest plans, lower initiation, a rebate of $2,500 on the initiation. It all ends May 1st. So if you're thinking of joining a golf club in the GTA, go to cedarbraegolf.com. 0% interest finance plans and reduced initiation fees. All right, PGA Tour, your last chance to stamp your ticket to the Masters. If you're not in the field at Augusta, you need to win the Shell Houston Open, or you're not going. Sung Kang, he is the lead there at 16 under par. It's over Russell Henley and Hudson Swafford. Also 9 under, 7 back, Ricky Fowler, a chance to win with 36 holes left to go. We got to scoot all the way down the leaderboard. Nick Taylor playing well, though. 4 under par, Nick Taylor, T22nd. And Mackenzie Hughes, 2 under par at T40, trying to locate Mr. David Hearn here.
He withdrew, actually.
Oh, he withdrew?
He withdrew. I think it's baby time for Mr. Hearn.
Oh, great. Okay, well, good luck, David.
Amazing.
And that's amazing. Good news. Bob, what's happening? Champions and LPGA.
LPGA, of course, is the first major of the year. Suzanne Pedersen, they've had a little bit of trouble finishing the round. They had a big wind out there on Thursday. As I mentioned before, I think Lucy Lee was about to blow away. But Suzanne Pedersen has a one-shot lead. She's finished her two rounds in the house at 7 under. A host of notables chasing her, though. Inbee Park is one back. Christy Kerr is one back. Michelle Wee is one back. There's a Jatanagarn, but it's not Aria. It's Moira, her sister. She's at 5 under. And Lydia Ko is at 4 under. However, our friend Ms. Brooke Henderson struggling yet again this week. She actually had the best side of the draw. She's at 3 over right now. She has 9 holes left to play. Projected cut line right now is 1 over, so she's going to have to put her foot on the pedal to get to Saturday, or at least to the third round. She's already at Saturday. And Elena Sharp, Motomi LeBlanc both missed the cut. Champions Tour is in the Mississippi Gulf. Biloxi, Mississippi, and Joe Durant has a one-shot lead. He is up on Scott Hoke, speaking of Masters guys who's missed, Lee Jansen, Jay Haas, and the defending champion, Miguel Angel Jimenez, the most interesting man in golf. They're at 5 under, just 2 shots back, our buddy Rod Spittle, who is at 4 under par. Nice to see Rod playing well. And way down the list at 3 over after his first round was Stephen Ames.
Web.com Tour is off this week. Canadian Junior Golf Association, they kick off off their David Hearn Jr. series. That is today and tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, April 1st and 2nd. That's out in Vancouver, British Columbia at the University Golf Club. So good luck to all those young boys and girls participating in the David Hearn Jr. series on the Canadian Junior Golf Association. All right. Show Us Your Stripes is starting. It's our Adidas event. It kicks off this April. At the end of every month on Golf Talk Canada Television, we're going to show the best photos that people send us on Instagram and Twitter to Golf Talk Canada on Instagram and Twitter with the hashtag Show Us Your Stripes. Send us pics of your favorite Adidas gear you wear in your favorite Adidas outfit or doing your impression of, say, Sergio, like yours truly, Paula Creamer,
Justin Johnson,
Jessica Korda, not Jason Day anymore. Jeez, oops, that's a slip. And a few other great Adidas athletes. There's lots out there for your chance to win. At the end of the year, you have a chance at a full Adidas outfit. Okay, we got about 4 or 5 minutes left. Scully, I want to go to you with two questions. One, the first one to you is, if this is it for Tiger, what will your lasting memory be? And what do you think his greatest single accomplishment is? Is it that U.S. Open? Is it the Tiger Slam? And a second part question, which I also then want to throw to Bob, is what name are you surprised was not selected in our Masters draft?
Well, first of all, for Tiger, my best memory, I guess, of him, hopefully he's not finished, but the 2008 U.S. Open.
On the one leg.
On the one leg.
It's pretty impressive.
And it's funny because I've read Rocco Mediate's book with John Feinstein on that about 7 times, and it just goes back and forth. It's just a great little recap of the book, of the story itself. But, you know, it's as we've said so many times this year, I don't think he's going to quit. He's going to keep going and going. And whether he's had another procedure or whatever's happened, I just don't think he's going to stop. And, you know, because he's... You know, he's still a pretty young dude, like in life, right? So he's, you know, like maybe
the
in golf terms.
Scheme of
yes,
things.
Yes. Now, as per your second question,
yes.
I had some rather bold picks putting wise. I'm surprised Ernie Els wasn't picked. You know, the 6-putt last year. That
to start the tournament
this
off.
Be, yeah. This is his final year of exemption. By the way, this will be it for Ernie at the Masters.
Yeah, but in all seriousness, a guy like Mark Leishman
coming off a big win recently,
great putter,
and one of our favorites on GTC, Bubba Watson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bubba.
I mean,
Does he make it to the weekend?
I think he does.
The only reason Bubba makes it to the weekend is because it's a special field at Augusta. There's guys there that we know are already kind of eliminated. If this was any other major other than the Masters and the fact that the course sets up for him, I'd say there's 36 and done. He's got no shot at making the week. That's how I feel about him right now. Swear. Mm-hmm. Bob, what name pops out of you before we go here today that wasn't drafted?
You know, I'll go and say sort of obvious, but a couple of European guys. Alex Noren, I thought, who's ranked 10th in the world. He hasn't been on fire right now. He was sort of on really, really super hot towards the end of last year. And maybe Tyrrell Hatton, who has been really hot this year, who's been going up, and he's a really good putter as well. So those are a couple names that aren't well known here on this side of the pond, but they're playing pretty good golf.
Mm-hmm. Jeff McDonald, our program manager here at TSN 1050, our program director, he is shocked that no one selected Freddie Couples, which is a cut machine at the Masters. So, and Freddie playing well right now. He's got a win under his belt on the Champions Tour. I'm shocked, even though they haven't had the greatest start to the year on the PGA Tour, I'm shocked that no one went with either one of the South Africans in Charles Schwartzel and Louis Oosthuizen, because they've done so well there. You know, Oosthuizen has had multiple chances to win. Of course, Schwartzel has won with the 4 birdies in a row to finish. That was a surprise to me. Mrs. Golf Talk Canada, by the way, suggests that I have won the pool with my 3rd round pick. She says John Rahm joins Fuzzy Zeller as the only other modern-day first-timer to win at Augusta. She loves the John Rahm.
Well, and he made a trip to Augusta and didn't keep a score in the 1st round and shot 3 under his 2nd time playing. So, and he was saying, he told a story that he had a local caddy who said, you have to aim 15 feet right here. And he said, what are you talking about? And then he watched the slope. And so it'll be fun to watch.
It'll be fun to watch, for sure. It's going to be fun. All right, TSNC-TV is your home for Masters coverage. We kicked it off this week with Golf Talk Canada Radio. We kick off the television side next week with our Golf Talk Canada Accurate, the Majors Masters preview show. Then it will go to the Par 3 contest. Then to the TSN Masters preview program. Then we will kick off all live round coverage at 11 a.m. starting on Thursday. The extended broadcast windows will are also involved on the weekend, and then we hand off to CTV, myself, Mr. Weeks, Mr. James Duffy, Brad Fritch. We're top to bottom. Also, check out all the content on .ca. There's tons of articles from Bob, myself, Three Off the Tee, Bump and Run podcast live from Augusta next week. I mean, if you want your Masters coverage, it doesn't get better than TSN. Thank you so much for listening. It is the most wonderful time of the year. Remember, first good decision on the golf course always starts in the closet.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by the Muskoka Bay Club. Live, stay, and play at our award-winning championship golf course. Visit MuskokaBayResort.com today. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For blogs, show archives, video highlights, and TV schedule, visit us online at GolfTalkCanada.ca.